pitcher Hobie Milner, and you're listening to ESPN Radio of Lehigh Valley.
Sam Mines back with you here in the studio. The Iron Pigs win game one of the doubleheader. Boy, we've heard that a lot already this season. The Pigs now 6-1 in their 7 games that have been part of a doubleheader. You know, at this point, they might bring a fake weather machine out to Coca-Cola Park and start raining out games every homestand the way the Pigs are playing these doubleheaders. I'm sure somewhere in Toledo, Matt Province is shaking his head at that statement, as I'm sure the Iron Pigs would rather just play 9-inning games. But when you're hot, you're hot, and the Pigs are hot with doubleheaders right now. They defeat Toledo 6-1, and it was one heck of a team effort tonight, from Lively to, oh, just about every single batter. And it all started for this game with the very first pitch in the top of the first inning. So why don't we take you there and get it started when Roman Quinn led off the game.
Quinn swung on, a ground ball, past the dive of the first baseman, Navarro. This one's down the right field line towards the corner, and Quinn can fly. He's around second. Quinn's going to third. Quinn will take a turn at third and hold on there. He was running as fast as those legs would carry him, and he very nearly had an inside-the-park home run.
And you know Roman Quinn would have loved to open the game with an inside-the-park home run, but I'm sure he'll take the triple as well. And when Roman Quinn leads off the game with a triple, that's bad news for the opposing pitcher, as Jorge Alfaro, just a couple batters later, wouldn't share.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded towards the hole at short. It will get the run home. Fielding away back is Ryan. Long throw is in time. He's a pro at shortstop, is the 35-year-old Ryan. And he made a very difficult play look somewhat routine, but either way, Alfaro gets that run in.
So following the top of the first inning, the Pigs held a 1-0 lead. In the bottom of the first inning, Alex Presley led off with a single. However, Ben Lively would get Jacoby Jones hit into a double play and then would get a ground out of Efren Navarro. No action would go on in the second inning, but then in the third inning, the Pigs would absolutely get things going even more as they would heat up even further in the third inning. It started with a Taylor Featherston single to lead off the third. So Featherston singles to lead off. Roman Quinn then hits into a fielder's choice, which erases Taylor Featherston. But in the trade, all things being equal, the Pigs will give an out to ensure that Roman Quinn and his speed are on the base pass. J.P. Crawford then would step up to the plate, and Crawford would hit a single, and that would set the stage for, yet again, Jorge Alfaro.
Quinn off third, Crawford off first, pitch is swung on and drilled off of the heel of Cuevas. This is going to allow Quinn to score. Everybody else reaches on a bullet of an infield single off the bat of Alfaro.
So Alfaro drives in the run, and that meant that both Crawford and Alfaro were on base when up stepped Dylan Cousins in what was the turning point of today's game.
Infield comes in. It'll be a 1-0 to Cousins. Runners off second and third. Pitch is swung on and ripped again center field deep. Jones is back. Jones is at the track, at the wall, looking up. Forget about it. It's out of here. It's a 3-run bomb for Cousins. Uncle!
Dylan Cousins with the huge home run on what was a tremendous day for the young man, as Cousins went yard to break it open 5-0. The Pigs would not score again this inning. However, Reese Hoskins would step up to the plate after that, and he would line a single, meaning that Hoskins has extended his hitting streak to 9 games, and it means he has reached base in 20 consecutive games for the Iron Pigs. Now, we fast forward to the bottom of the 5th inning, where it started off ominously for the Iron Pigs as Cam Perkins in left field dropped a ball that would eventually lead to James Loney leading off the inning with a single. Then Omar Infante would get up and hit a single. Steven Moya would pop up. Miguel Gonzalez would then hit a single. And that would load the bases with one out for Brendan Ryan.
All 3 lead from a set. Lively will staring for the sign. Now he kicks and he deals, swung on and ripped out towards second, just over the lunge of Valentina, base hit. The throw goes to second to try to force the lead runner there. It's not in time. All hands move up one base, and Toledo has a run on the board. It's now 5-1 Pigs, The tying run coming to the plate here in the fifth inning.
Well, for the Iron Pigs, things were getting hairy as the bases were loaded. 1-1 was already in. Ben Lively then faced Alex Presley, but Lively did what Lively does best.
31 years of age. Here's the pitch. Swung on a ground ball towards short. It should be a double play. Fielding right at the bag is Crawford. Steps on the base for one. Throws to first for two. And just like that, Lively out of dodge without an earned run against.
So Ben Lively, a run came around to score, but it was not an earned run. And Lively did a masterful job to work himself out of a lot of trouble in the bottom of the fifth inning. We head to the top of the sixth inning where the Pigs would tack on yet another insurance run, where this time around, Cam Perkins, who had committed the error to start the bottom of the fifth, would lead off with a walk. Jesmiel Valentin would then strike out, but Taylor Featherston would reach on an error. Roman Quinn would strike out, but that would bring J.P. Crawford to the plate. Now, Crawford already had a single in this game, and for what really does seem like the first time this year, and is big for Crawford and for the Iron Pigs, he came through with a huge hit.
Two on, two out, 5-1 Pigs. Here's the offering. Swung on and hammered out towards right center field. That ball will drop down. Another base hit for Crawford. Rounding third and scoring is Perkins. All the way to third goes Featherston. J.P. Crawford has a two-hit, two-RBI game, and the Pigs have answered right back. It's 6-1 here in the sixth inning.
And that would be the big enough run for the Iron Pigs to re-extend their 5-run lead and to kind of take the wind out of the sails of the Mud Hens, who had gotten one back in the bottom of that inning, but were then relinquished it right back. And then it was a very, very quick bottom of the seventh inning as James Loney would ground out to shortstop. Omar Infante would fly out. Stephen Moya would reach on a very short infield single. But then it would bring up Miguel Gonzalez for the final out.
Runner leads. Lively deal swung on. Ripped in the air. Left center field. Quinn racing in. Quinn's got the play on it. Calls off Perkins. Makes the catch. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly to a win here. 6-1 in game one. And it's Ben Lively. The win and the complete game. That his third complete game of his fantastic minor league career.
So Ben Lively was masterful, and the Pigs win yet another doubleheader game. They are now 12-9 on the air. For the Piggies, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. For Toledo, 1 run, 6 hits, and 2 errors. The Pigs, they were 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position, left 7 on base. The Mudhens were 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position. They left 4 on base. Ben Lively, for his third win of the year, was fantastic. He went the complete game, 7 innings, 6 hits, 1 run. It was not earned. He struck out 1 and has now brought his ERA to a minimal 2.25. William Cuevas got lit up in this one. 5 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and he let up the massive home run to Dylan Cousins. Dustin Malkin pitched 2 innings, gave up 2 hits, a run not earned. Walk 2, struck out 4. Time of the game in this one was just a tick under 2 hours. 1 hour, 58 minutes out at 5th Third Field, with the first pitch having come at 5:04. Not the greatest day, 46 degrees and overcast, but the Pigs do what they do best, and that's when they are now 12-9 on